day.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, Saturday night edition. We're here live for 3 hours till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us on the phones, 800-259-5791. That's a preferred way for you to get in touch with the show. Alternate method would be email. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. But we get lots of emails, so there's no guarantee that yours is going to go on. Whereas if you call in, it's a virtual guarantee that you're going to go on the air. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can bring up anything from the political to the personal, whatever it is that's on your mind.
Yeah.
Don't forget to join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself to it. It's a worldwide map. You just simply plug in your location, add your name. You can plug in a photo of yourself as well as a little phrase to go along with your entry. And it's totally free, of course, at map.freetalklive.com.
I don't think a lot of our listeners realize just how interactive our website is. There's a lot of stuff to do.
There is.
It's not like your normal talk radio website. There are it's just a huge amount of things.
It's all free, too.
It is.
Yeah.
The bulletin board system. There's archives. Lots of things you can get there.
Exactly. So, map.freetalklive.com. And, again, our number here, 800-259-5791. Let's start things out tonight with an update. Last week at this time, we had Michelle Cubby on the phone with us. She was telling us about her husband, Steve, how he has been persecuted by the feds in the state of California for growing marijuana, which is totally legal there, if you have, you know, a doctor's permission to do it. And he did. And they went after him. They were looking at throwing him in prison as a result of violating federal drug laws. And this is a guy who has adrenal cancer. And as some, I guess one study from over in Spain determined, smoking cannabis, actually helps reduce the spread of this cancer.
I'd call it a cure. I mean,
yeah.
You know, not quickly.
It
but,
sounded pretty miraculous.
Yeah.
And so this guy's life is literally being saved by this plant. And the federal government insists on throwing him in the clink. So he ran to Canada.
You know, and it's an unconstitutional thing that they're doing.
Of course.
The federal government has no business enforcing drug laws in the states. That's the job of the states. The states need to decide among them, amongst the citizens of themselves, what should be legal and what should not be legal in their state. The federal government has no mandate from the Constitution to do that.
And no, as a matter of fact, specifically in the Constitution, in Article 10, the Bill of Rights, it's not Article 10, but the 10th.
Tenth Amendment.
It specifically says in there that anything not enumerated in the Constitution is the purview of the states.
Right.
Meaning if it doesn't say it there in that Constitution, it's none of their business.
Our federal government is out of control.
They really are. So Steve Cubby did everything he could to fight while he was still here, but it started to look pretty hopeless. So he ran up to Canada to seek some asylum, some political protection from this out-of-control government. And so now here's the update from his wife, Michelle. This week, this just came out yesterday, Canadian Federal Justice Yvonne Pinard ruled today that Immigration Canada may now proceed with its attempt to send Steve Cubby, cancer patient and medical marijuana refugee, to die in American jails. Immigration Canada is expected to issue a new removal date, presumably sometime next week. Angry and distraught, Michelle Cubby said, quote, Justice Pinard simply ignored the statements by the Placer County prosecutor that Steve would be jailed and if he's forced to return to the U.S. He also completely misrepresented California laws regarding medical marijuana. No jail in the United States allows the use of medical marijuana. My husband's life literally hangs in the balance. But Justice Pinard ignored blatant lying by immigration officials. So essentially what you have here is the Canadian Justice Department saying, we're not going to hold on to you. We're going to force you out of the country, send you back to the United States, and they're going to lock you in a prison. You're not going to be able to access the marijuana that you need to stay alive, and so therefore, you're going to die.
And U.S. prosecutors misrepresenting how he's going to be cared for in American jails.
Yeah. So they've essentially, once again, given this man a death sentence. At this point, according to Michelle, they can only plead with the people who hear about our situation to call those ministers who can stop Immigration Canada from killing my husband. And then she proceeds to give several names of people and phone numbers. And, in fact, I believe you can go to their website. I think it's Cubby.com. I'm pretty sure it's Cubby.com.
C-U-B-B-Y.
Nope. K-U-B-B-Y.
Oh, excuse me.
K-U-B-B-Y. Yeah, it is. K-U-B-B-Y.com. So if you want to go and dig up those numbers for those people to contact. You can do that there. Hopefully we'll be able to keep this guy alive, because he's a hell of a guy. I mean, he ran for governor of California a few years back on the Libertarian Party ticket. He wasn't, you know, trying to hide out and act like he wasn't smoking marijuana. He was up front and in their face about it, and that's one of the reasons why he was targeted.
And it's legal in California.
Well, supposed to be. Yeah, it's legal in California, but not on a federal level. So the DEA comes in time and time again and busts down the doors of these poor people that just want to feel better. That's all they want. They just want relief from their pain. What's wrong with that? Seriously, if you think something's wrong with that, 1-800-259-5791. Toll-free, 800-259-5791. Of course, we always ask for calls like this, and we rarely get them.
Yep.
Because, and the reason we rarely get them is because most people support medical marijuana.
It's something like the 80 percentile.
Vast majorities. I mean, super majorities of people support this. And I would guess that 20%, the 20% that doesn't support it are probably either politicians or the police or somebody that just totally doesn't have any grasp whatsoever for what this issue is about. Somebody who's never met a medical marijuana patient in their lives and just believes that all of this is a, you know, some sort of a farce in order to allow people to smoke to get high.
A ruse in order to just to smoke pot.
Yeah. As though there's something wrong with that.
And, you know, there may very well be people that are using it as a ruse to smoke
pot.
Maybe so.
So what?
I mean, there's people that have ruses to take lore tabs.
Yep.
I mean,
absolutely. Do we talk about the Free State Project? Yeah, we're brought to you by the Free State Project. You know, it's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. So, for instance, if you're somebody that thinks like we do, and that is that the government is out of control in this country, that they have totally lost sight of the Constitution, then the Free State Project is definitely something you should look into.
You know, when George Bush called the Constitution just a GD piece of paper, and that's an alleged statement, but
right.
It's been alleged by a lot of people.
Yes, it has.
Not just one person alleging that that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. It's really just a piece of paper. But it's a piece of paper that we're supposed to follow the rules of.
Well, now, wait a minute. Whoa.
We stop.
No, we're not supposed to follow the rules. There aren't any rules in the Constitution for us. The Constitution is a set of rules for the government. So it is a piece of paper that created the state. It is the basis of the government. It's what allowed them to exist in the first place. Were it not for the Constitution, there'd be no President of the United States of America. So it's a set of rules for them. That's what it is.
It's true.
800-259-5791. In fact, we were talking a few nights ago about the two lights at the end of the tunnel. You thought that the Read the Bills Act from DownsizedEC.org was one of the lights at the end of this dark tunnel of tyranny.
It's a great bill that they're proposing.
And also the Free State Project, obviously the other light at the end of the tunnel. But Zach emails us at FTL@freetalklive.com. He says, there's a third light at the end of the tunnel. On Wednesday's show, you talked about the two lights at the end of the tunnel. And I think that I agree completely, but there's a third one that you missed, and that is jury nullification. Jury nullification is important because it's one of the few really effective things that one person can do alone. The Read the Bills Act relies on a ton of people lobbying Congress, and not everybody's ready to sign up with the Free State Project or not ready to move yet. However, anyone can man a booth in front of the courthouse passing out brochures, or if they're picked for jury duty.
I doubt you can put a booth up in front of your courthouse.
No, you certainly can.
At the very least, you can
stand out there.
Pass out pamphlets.
Which I have done, and it's very effective. Anyway, or if they're picked for jury duty, vote not guilty if the case involves a victimless crime. Keep up the good work and fire Manwich for winning commercials in the archives. Back. Now, I want to touch a little bit more on the Fully Informed Jury Association, jury nullification. I don't know if it's the light at the end of the tunnel, because then you're asking people to be activists, and that's pretty tough to do. But nonetheless, I think it'll tie in perfectly with the Free State Project. Whenever you've got a good group of activists together, jury nullification is definitely a good project for you. We'll talk about that more coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Saturday Night Edition. We're here live. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At researchedherbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Is Black Magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Saturday night edition. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, over 77,000 posts for you to surf around through, 1,100-plus people interacting there, a variety of topics, too, everything from fun stuff to serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find it all free at freetalklive.com. All right, so jury nullification. Zach emailed in about this at ftl@freetalklive.com, and he suggests that jury nullification, in his mind, is the third light at the end of the tunnel. And I agree that jury nullification is important. It's something we've talked about a number of times in the past on this show, and it's something we'll continue to talk about in the future, because it's one of those suppressed rights that you have, that you still have as an individual in this country, as a citizen of the United States. You, if you, in most states, I think it works this way. At least I think that's how it works here in Florida, where we do the show from. But when you go and you get registered to vote, Oh, no, is it? It's driver's licenses.
No, it's voter.
No, it's driver's licenses.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's driver's licenses.
I don't think so.
If you want to confirm or deny this, 800-259-5791, or tell us what how it works in your state. But anyway, they pull your name randomly after you get yourself a driver's license. They pull your name randomly, and they send you notification to come. You know what? You know how I know it's driver's licenses? Because they send my jury requests to my mailbox. That's how I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't send it to the other address where they could. They don't. They send it to the one that they pull off my license. So, anyway, driver's licenses. They send you. Why are you shaking your head at me?
You had said that that the jury that the voters council. What is it called? The people that are in charge of voting.
Yeah.
They were the only ones that you know realized that you were using a P.O. box as
that's
your
right.
address. Well, that's how they found out. They said this is a P.O. box. We need
no,
your
it wasn't
address.
A P.O. box. It's a private mailbox.
Whatever.
And it looks like an apartment when you write it down.
Okay.
So if the voting people were to... The voting people are using, I think, my parents' address or something like that. So if I was to get a jury summons, it would go to my parents' house. But it doesn't.
All right.
So anyway, at least here in Florida, it's driver's licenses. So they randomly choose you. And then you go and you go, you show up because it's mandated. It's kind of like a little draft. Did you ever realize that?
Yeah, well, you've got to go.
Yeah, or else. and the point of jury nullification is not to get you out of jury service. It's to encourage you to go to jury service, because a lot of people, as soon as they get that notice in the mail, they start thinking of ways to get out of it.
Right.
Right? People don't like this. They don't like going to jury duty.
A lot of people don't.
And that is the wrong attitude to take about this. This is your opportunity. Going to jury duty is your opportunity to help keep somebody out of jail, to help keep somebody who doesn't deserve to be put into jail out. And what I'm talking about is people, for instance, charged with nonviolent drug offenses, for instance,
mm-hmm.
which there are a lot of those people. Most of them don't go to trial, of course, but nonetheless, if you believe that the war on drugs is asinine, and there are a lot of people that do,
or people that are, in tax cases.
Yeah, that's another
one. There's a lot of people that are out there being, tossed into jail because of tax evasion.
Because they didn't pay taxes. Well, maybe they didn't want to pay taxes. Maybe they didn't think that they were getting good value from their taxes.
Maybe they were upset about financing a war to the tune of, some say, $2 trillion that they don't believe in.
And they decided to withhold. Well, if you want to go and help those people out, get on the jury. And that way, when you're there, you can use jury nullification. And as I pointed out before, this is one of those things that they don't tell you about anymore. It used to be back in the old days, hundreds of years ago, a couple hundred years ago when our country got started, that judges would tell you about this. When they were giving you the judge's instructions, the jury's instructions at the end of the case, as far as you're supposed to judge this case based on the preponderance of the evidence, and blah, 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 blah. Well, they also used to say that you could vote not guilty if that is indeed what your conscience told you to do, if
right.
indeed you disagreed with the law itself. In fact, jury nullification is how alcohol prohibition came to a screeching halt in this country. Back in the early 20th century, when they made it illegal to possess and manufacture and distribute alcohol, well, people found out about jury nullification. And then when, like, for instance, Manwich, if you were my speakeasy guy and I was getting alcohol from you and the cops came in, raided you and busted you and hauled you into court, and I managed to get on your jury, and I said to myself, wait a minute, he's not hurting anybody.
I'm not voting to put him in jail.
Right. Well, this guy never hurt anyone. Everybody that came to his speakeasy was coming out of total voluntary means. They weren't forced at gunpoint to come in and drink alcohol. Manwich should be let go free. Well, in today's society, the judge will simply tell you that you must judge the case based on the law and
right.
whether or not it looks like he broke the law.
As though you're a bunch of lawyers and you should decide that. No, you're the final check and balance set up by the Constitution.
Yeah.
And you're there to not just judge the plaintiff.
Essentially, you're the fourth branch of government.
You are. You're there to judge the plaintiff and you're there to judge the law.
So, if I disagree with the fact that if I think the law is bad, if you're being charged with running a speakeasy, and I think that that's just a stupid law and that you shouldn't be found guilty, even though there's plenty of evidence that you were indeed running the speakeasy, like if there's video footage and audio tape of you running the speakeasy where it's 100% no doubt that you were, and you were violating the law, I could still vote not guilty because I think the law is stupid and it should be thrown out. And that's what happened. People kept voting not guilty for people busted for alcohol charges. Eventually, they couldn't convict anybody, so they figured, well, maybe we should throw out this law. The people disagree with it.
You know, it's not just laws like drug prohibition.
It's, right.
It's laws like
taxes.
What's that?
You said
taxes. Well, think about the handicap rules there are. Man, there's all kinds of crazy handicap rules out there that you've got to follow in order to open a business. There's also these, there's quotas for hiring and things like that in certain businesses. I think those are wrong.
So that is what his point, and that is what Zach's point was with this email, was to remind us about jury nullification. And if you want to learn more about it, I think you should visit the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org, FIJA.org, although I know they've changed their name recently. I think they changed it to the American Jury Institute. But this is some really powerful activism. If you are, you know, somebody that considers yourself a political activist, if you kind of like this idea of jury nullification, you want to help spread it, they've got brochures and stuff. You can print them out and take them down to the courthouse during, like, Monday morning or Wednesday morning, whenever they do jury selection, and just hand them out to people. Hand them out to the potential jurors as they come into the courthouse.
People do not know.
They have no clue.
99% of the people within the sound of our voices right now do have no idea.
Probably like 99.9%
of the people. And most of them don't believe us now.
Right.
Trust me. Go to FIJA.org. Look it up.
I wonder what would happen. You know, what would happen if you asked a judge about this? What would happen if you asked a judge about jury nullification?
He would he would not lie to you. He would try to tell you talk about something different. He'd do a politician answer.
And I don't mean in the courtroom, because if you ask it in the courtroom, if you bring up jury nullification in the courtroom,
they'll usually just throw out the
there's
case.
A chance you're going to get thrown off that jury.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird little situation with jury nullification. You have to go in and pretend like you don't know anything, because if you act like you want to get on a jury, if you act like you're there to make a difference, they're going to cut you out. You have to really kind of suppress that and then use it at the right time. And you can't tell the other jurors what you're doing either, or else the word will get out to the bailiff and the word will get to the judge, and it could cause a mistrial. They'll do whatever
there's
they can.
There's some kind of political subversive in our group.
Right. They'll do whatever they can to keep intelligent, knowledgeable people off of juries. They want a bunch of dum-dums in there so they can manipulate them with their garbage laws and convict more people. Well, if you want to put a stop to it, look into it. FIJA.org, FIJA.org, cool stuff. All right, on the way, we got more. This is, of course, your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk about the Christian right, Manwich.
Okay.
And I know you got something about the war on the way as well. Let's talk about the Christian right in Hollywood. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 131.06.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show toll-free. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there. We added three new Shriners last weekend. This weekend, we got a brand new one going up.
Nice.
It is the young lady that called earlier this week. I believe her name was Katrina.
That's right.
Yes. So she's going up on the Shrine. If you are on our updates list, you'll know when that happens if you're on it at updates.freetalklive.com. But the Shrine of Female Listeners is essentially not a beauty contest.
No.
It's just simply a shrine. We just show off the ladies that listen to the show, especially the ones that have taken the time to send us their photograph. That's what it's all about, of course, the validated photos, which means that in the photo, each lady proves that they listen to Free Talk Live, which is neat.
It's really all about the program directors that are going to look at the Shrine Female Listeners and realize, wow, there's a lot of women that listen to this show.
It's also about driving men to the website as well so they can see the ladies on the Shrine.
That's true, too.
FreeTalkLive.com. All right, so to the phones we go. Let's talk to George in TSA George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
What up, guys?
Hey, dude, what's happening?
Basically, I looked in the paper today, and our governor, Tim Kaine, technically I'm in Virginia, I just stayed D.C. because I'm so close.
Right. Well, you work in D.C., don't you?
No, I work at the airport, which is near D.C.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, it's like, we got this $1 billion surplus, they're all fighting over what to do with it, and Tim Kaine goes, hey, let's raise taxes even more, so we have more money for our roads and stuff.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I'm just curious. In Virginia, do you have both the sales tax and an income tax, or...
Yep.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, we got the sales, we got this income tax. They take, like, I think it's like $60-something dollars out of my paycheck every 2 weeks.
Ugh.
Yeah, on top of that, we got the sales tax, and we got our property tax, and we even have a separate car tax.
And they want to raise them up. Bring them up!
Yeah, get this.
Never enough money.
My car tax last year... Actually, last year was $215.
Jeez.
Something like that. Yeah, it sounds like a lot. But it used to be a whole lot more back before I bought my first new car. Anyway, so now I looked at my car tax would be this year. Kaine wants to completely undo the repeal of the car tax. It was going down every year, and he wants to undo that. And now, If he succeeds, I'll be paying $700 a year.
That's insane.
Yeah, this year, just for the privilege of owning my car.
That's outrageous.
The Boston Tea Party happened over a 1 cent tax on just tea.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I have a move this year to New Hampshire that goes through.
It's funny listening to people call in about all the taxes that they're burdened with in their states. And Florida, I consider a pretty big government state, but man, when I hear about stuff like this, I feel good that I only have to pay $35 a year for my vehicle, and that's just for the tag. It doesn't, it's in Florida, there's no tax based on what you own, is there? There's nothing like that.
Not that I know of.
You pay one tax one time when you buy the vehicle, and that's it. You don't pay every single year. $700? That's $2 a day. That's $2 a day to the government for the privilege of being able to have a car.
Exactly, right there. And my car's already like a year and a half old right there. So imagine, and it's just like one of those, it's a Subaru, for Christ's sake. You get a really nice car, like, say, a fully loaded Accord, and you're probably looking at a grand.
Wow.
You know, you guys were saying the privilege of owning a car, but now driving, one can call a privilege,
yeah.
But you cannot call owning anything a privilege. It is guaranteed to us. As you know, people, we're allowed to work, make money, and buy things with it. Well, and the government taxing that is wrong.
No doubt about it, although I would suggest that driving shouldn't be a privilege. Driving should be a right. Transportation, being able to move around in a free country, you know, if there are public roads, you should be free to travel on them.
And when I complain about this to some of my peers, they're like, oh, boo-hoo, so you got to pay for the school and all that. I'm like, yeah, let's see how boo-hoo you're going to be when your car tax goes up by about almost 300%.
Outrageous. George, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's pretty much it.
Thanks for your call, as always, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. So it makes me feel a little bit better about being here, because every day I want to leave Florida and get to New Hampshire and be part of the free state, but at least when I hear things like that, I'm glad we don't have a state income tax
Florida,
that sort of thing.
Florida benefits off of a large, large tourist population that comes in and spends money, and therefore the sales tax is bolstered in that way.
Good point. And there's probably hotel taxes and things like that too. We don't really see too often. 800-259-5791. So if you want to call and complain about your taxes, go ahead.
There's a drink tax, too. Every time you buy an alcoholic beverage, you pay a special tax.
Oh. Well, I don't drink, so I get to avoid that one, too. 800-259-5791. All right, so we got a lot to talk about here. The motivation of the Christian right. This from hammeroftruth.com. For the most part, I could care less about Hollywood. I know far more politicians than movie stars. I never watch the Golden Globes or other award programs because, to me, they're quite boring. This said, I do have contact with Hollywood insiders from time to time, mostly due to my travel, my interests about music and politics. Over the years, I formed an opinion about the true motivation of the Hollywood elite. Making big piles of money.
Yes, I would imagine that's what their motivation is.
Now, right-wingers seem to think they have a different motivator. And here's an example from The Australian. Christian groups have launched a furious campaign against Hollywood, claiming the Golden Globe Awards promote films with gay or leftist themes to serve a political agenda. The criticism was made after Brokeback Mountain, a film about the forbidden love between gay Wyoming cowboys that stars Heath Ledger, won 4 awards on Tuesday.
I'd say that there's a certain disconnect between Hollywood and the American middle, the red states, as it were. Definitely, Hollywood does not get that more money spent on family films than on a lot of films that they produce.
Well, wait a minute. How would Hollywood not get that? There's plenty of family films.
There's not plenty of family films in comparison to what else there is.
Okay.
Lots of violence and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, there's a variety of choices out there. Are you suggesting that the majority of films should be family films?
I'm only saying that if I was going to make a film, I'd make a cartoon.
Well, Hollywood, there's all kinds of different movies that come out of Hollywood, man. There's cartoons, there's serious movies, there's adults-only films.
What cartoon's out now?
I don't pay attention.
There's not one.
I don't pay any attention.
I'm just telling you.
Do we have to have a cartoon every week?
You don't have to have it every week. I'm just telling you,
if I was making
a movie, I would make a cartoon.
Hey, I'd like to point out.
Money.
Maybe here's your answer, man. Maybe they make more money on video. You know, I've worked at Kmart for years. I worked there for 3.5 years in the electronics department. And it was always interesting to me that there was a new Disney movie coming out almost every week. I mean, every other week it seemed like there was a new, you know, Lion King 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. There was a movie like that.
Yes.
And then, you know, Toy Story Part 3. Now, that one hasn't come out yet, and that would probably go to the theaters. But they were originally thinking of releasing Toy Story 2 direct-to-video. And they finally came to their senses and realized this was a big property. They should release it in theaters first, and they did. And they actually had to flesh out the movie because it was originally only going to be like an hour long. These direct-to-video movies are shorter. They're cheaper. They've kind of got, Disney, for instance, has two studios, two movie production studios. Mm-hmm. They've got the A-level studio with the big budgets and the theatrical releases. And then they've got the B-level studio, which just kind of cranks out the cheaper stuff.
And, yeah.
You know, it's got decent animation still.
A friend of mine does that. He produces a series called Soccer Dog, and it goes straight to video.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it seems to do very well.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. I mean, Hollywood's all about making money. We'll come back and talk more about this. 800-259-5791. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. Does Hollywood have an agenda? If so, what do you think that is? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free number for you, Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Plenty of time for your calls about anything that's on your mind. Steve here with you.
And, man,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Last 9 months of the show, we give them all away to you totally free at freetalklive.com, so go take advantage of that. We've got calls coming in here. I want to get back to this Hollywood thing because I think it's interesting. Talking about the motivation of Hollywood. Is there a motivation? The Christian right that's always complaining about the content in Hollywood movies and what they could do about it beyond complaining about it. We'll come back and talk about all that. Let's go to the phones first where you take control of the show. To Zach in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
How are you gentlemen doing?
Good. Hey, Zach, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. Actually a lot, I guess. I heard you guys talking about, I've had you on and off, and I heard you talking about the Hollywood deal, so I wanted to call in about that.
Okay.
If you have time in just a second, I'd like to comment on an earlier issue you were talking about.
Of course.
The Hollywood issue, I would consider myself a member of the Christian right. Most people would say I am, but my political philosophy is almost 100% libertarian. I differ from a lot of people in my church and good friends of mine, but I am helping them to understand that it is not our job to push our religion or our moral values on people. However, it is I believe it's our government's job, however, to, inside of the Constitution, to make known what our country was founded on, and we do have values that we were founded on.
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, our country was founded, our law was founded on a Judeo-Christian system in the sense that it did not use, per se, the Ten Commandments or the Bible, but it used the principles therein, many of the principles therein, many moral principles. And I believe as long as we stay out of the business of legislating our morality, I think the beauty of the Constitution is it was designed to allow any behavior outside of taking somebody's life, liberty, or property through force or fraud.
Okay. Now, hold on just a second. I want to just clear something up. Now, clearly, our legal system was based on England's legal system, and it's all designed basically by Christian white guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that much is true. But you don't think that there should be any discrimination based on people's religions, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely.
So
not.
People,
I'm just saying. Oh, go ahead.
People should be able to practice their religions. And just like Christians should. The government shouldn't play any role in that.
Absolutely. And what I guess it's hard in just a couple minutes. I know as a caller it's hard to just get in a couple minutes what I want to say. But, yes, you're absolutely right. So if I misspeak, forgive me for that. But
well, the only tricky part is, Zach, whenever people call in and start talking about the Judeo-Christian past in this country and the founding fathers being Christians and all that, and by the way, plenty of them were not Christians, and some of them masqueraded as Christians so they could get elected. Beyond all that, it seems like a lot of people who are making that point want to argue to put religion back into government, and you're not making that argument.
No, I'm not making that argument. However, what I am saying is that there are many principles. There are many principles from the founding fathers and from the beginning of our country, and even English law, that are based on a moral system.
Okay, well, for that, I would say that the libertarian philosophy is sort of the golden rule at the same time.
Right,
absolutely.
And the golden rule exists in several different religions, not just Christianity. But
absolutely.
Okay, let's move on beyond this because we're in agreement.
Yep, absolutely. Now, what I would like to say on the Hollywood end of things, I believe that you're right in that Hollywood's goal, obviously, is to make money, period, end of story. But I believe many motivations of just kind of a human, from the human standpoint of getting other people to believe how you believe, that that's kind of a human trait in a sense.
Sure.
That is pushed in the sense that Brokeback Mountain has not made a lot of money. It won't probably make a lot of money. And I don't really care if it does.
It's made a lot of money compared to how much it costs to produce it. I mean,
yes, but it hasn't. It has not earned its hype. In other words, it has done nothing compared to Mel Gibson's
Taxi. I'd like to. Whoa, now hold on a second. Now I haven't been paying attention. I'm not at all in the loop with Hollywood. I couldn't tell you what movies are out right now. I have heard of Brokeback Mountain, and usually the reason why stuff like this gets hyped is because the Christian right jumps all over it, and they start releasing press releases about how terrible this new movie is and how it should be boycotted. You know, if the Christian right wouldn't bring so much attention to the things it doesn't like, then the things it doesn't like wouldn't get as much coverage.
I absolutely agree with you, and this is the disagreement that I often have with my friends in the Christian right, but I do believe that a portion of Hollywood pushes issues like this.
I guess here's what I think the case is. I don't think they push it. I think that they are leftists, and they can't make movies that are not leftist. In the same way, I can't do a show that's for Chinese polka dancers.
There you go. And
one time I ended up on a show where we were doing, Ian and I actually were both on the same show, where we were doing, like, what's happening in town? What's the nightlife like? You couldn't have picked two worse people to do this because, well, we care about doing radio. We don't care about going out and drinking. So
these people are just doing what's naturally
show.
Is what you're saying, Melich.
Yes,
and if I can, I'll try to interject my other point very quickly in this. I believe that the Libertarian Party would really be able to take this country by storm if the Christian right and the conservative non-Christian right, there is a wing there, could reconcile themselves with the Libertarian Party in the view that our country is founded on the Constitution, nothing more, nothing less. And if we could all get together and our group could look at another group and say, yes, we believe that it's an easy issue that homosexuality is wrong, that it's a sin. But we also believe that you are free to practice that.
Indeed,
and
that's the trick, Zach. Unfortunately, we're out of time for you, but great call. Call us again sometime. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. That's the trick. The trick is to get these Christian zealots to realize that they need to just stop trying to enforce their values on everybody else. And if they stop trying to enforce their values, then everybody else will stop trying to enforce theirs on them.
According to the Bible, God gave man freedom of choice. Why don't we do that too?
More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's the Saturday night edition, and you can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what?
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Totally free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com. Get you signed up there. So we were talking about the Christian right. We're talking about enforcing morality on others, which is their biggest problem. I mean, if you want to go and if you want to be religious, be religious. If you want to go to church, go to church. If you want to, for instance, make movies about Jesus and God and things like that, well, make them.
And I mean, Mel Gibson had a lot of success with that.
Yes, he did.
A lot of success.
So I think it's one
staggering
thing,
success.
I think it's one thing to sit around and complain. Oh, Hollywood's all pro-gay. Hollywood's so homosexual. Hollywood's terrible. Why don't you just shut up and put some of your, put some of all your energy into actually making something that you might want to watch? I mean, if Hollywood's not doing it, then create Christwood.
Start making
all the, little Christian movies that you want to make.
I don't think that there's any problem with expressing what it is as a customer that you want to have. I think that that's ridiculous.
But if you're not getting what you want, if you're not getting what you want after you've expressed it over and over again, and the businesses that are out there providing the product aren't listening to you, then your only other option is to go and get into the business yourself and start competing. Well, of course, the third option that these people typically use is legislation. Well, there's not enough Christ movies. Let's pass a law to mandate a certain minimum percentage of Christ movies. Now, nobody's actually proposed that yet, but I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, there's certainly laws on, you know, based on people's morality. The drug laws are an excellent example.
Right.
Prostitution, gambling. I know that my grandmother said that her brothers weren't allowed to bring playing cards into the house when they were little. You know, not little, but I mean young men. They weren't allowed to have playing cards. That my great grandmother Pauline, she cards. Oh no. She wasn't having any of that card stuff.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Bureaucrat in Hawaii. Bureaucrat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to side with Manwich on something here.
Okay.
in journalism, I think when you get to the higher levels, the more elite levels, you'll find generally tend to find more socialist, leftist, big government types.
Okay.
And I think you're going to see the same thing in Hollywood. But that's not really the problem with Hollywood. I'm thinking the main problem with Hollywood is they're in it to make money.
Yeah.
And in order to make money, they've got to play the political game because politics is just all over Hollywood.
Yeah.
They've got to play the left against the right and the right against the left. And in the process, it just becomes one gigantic mess, and it screws up the whole market and entertainment.
Well, and they lose plenty of money, too. I mean, there's lots of movies they make that aren't successful. And it seems like they have a tough time learning their lessons because they keep making bombs. I mean, most of them aren't successful.
And like Brokeback Mountain, I think part of the problem might have been there. They just didn't reflect the views of their audience quite as much as is needed to make the big money.
Well, Brokeback was made on a shoestring budget. Brokeback Mountain is a success.
Not all movies are intended to be blockbusters. I mean, they just were wanting to make money. Just making a profit's what they're trying to do. Just because it doesn't make $100 million doesn't mean it's a failure.
Yeah.
If the movie cost you $2 million to make and you pulled in $5 million, that's a successful movie.
It wasn't on Golden Pond, but it made some money.
Bureaucrat, I think you had something to say about our website. Hang on if you'd like. 800-259-5791 kind of brought him in there at the last minute. 800-259-5791. So, if you want to talk about Hollywood and why it is that you think that there's a problem with Hollywood, or if you think it's solvable, we'd love to hear your solution. 800-259-5791. Or is everything fine? Is this much ado about nothing? Hour 2 is coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.